everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show, and we're delighted you're here. Rod is a trance channel. His consciousness is totally gone, and the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. That is you. It's your energies that decides who comes through. And we get no advance notice, so it's always a delightful surprise for us as well as for you. We'll take questions in the order of call-in. And if you've asked a question previously and gotten an answer, we ask that you not cover that again unless something has changed. Okay, here we go.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Red flower?
Cloud.
Cloud, I'm sorry. Red Cloud. Oh, wonderful. Thank you for being here, Red Cloud.
My pleasure.
We're delighted to have you. Would you give our brief reason why it's you today, what you've come to share that's important for you to get across to our callers and listeners?
The changes that you're making happen today will happen much faster if you will allow the world to be a different world than the one that you knew, second to second. Allow it to change. Don't hold how it is so tightly.
Okay, that is a beautiful message, because it's always been the level of human consciousness that has slowed things down in the last few months and years. Is that correct?
Forever.
Okay, forever. That works. Okay, so allowing is a really big, important thing, allowing the new world to birth.
Correct.
Good.
I implore you. Changing, you knew it.
Okay, and that's something each one of us can do every day to put our awareness on welcoming the new instead of hanging on to the old.
Yes, please.
Okay, beautiful message. All right, we have a caller, Alyoska. Welcome, Alyoska.
Hello, dear.
Aloha, thank you. Hello. So I had a cat that transitioned about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And my question is, after reading Mike Dooley and him talking about, he has a book called The 10 Most Important Things Dead People Want to Tell You. And the first most important thing was, we're not dead. And it hurt them, people who are passed over, to see the ones left here that they're suffering so much. So my question is, in relation to animals, do animals experience the same thing? Do animals maintain an individual soul after they transition?
They do indeed.
Yay. Because one thing I'm experiencing is when I connect with her, which is very often in my heart, it's like a portal to love. It just opens up the world of love for me. Connecting with her. So I know I'm feeling that. Am I connecting with her individually, or am I just emanating love in the universe here?
Both, dear one. Both.
Good. Okay. Next, I just want to talk about Trump. He's doing so many destructive things on our planet. What's going to happen with this situation?
Dear one, many of the things that you're seeing as destructive are illusions. And there are those who wish him not to be in power and will give you any information they possibly can to try to make that happen.
So do you think it's a positive what he's doing in the world now? Do you think it's positive for him to be the president, that it is leading, it's helping our evolution here on the planet and moving us forward?
I ask you, dear one, who else could possibly do that job and remain above blackmail?
Well, how do we know he's remaining above blackmail? We don't know anything.
He doesn't have any need for money. He has plenty of money.
But he wants power and recognition, and him winning seems to be the most important guideline.
Oh. Dear one, the thing that he signed up to do is stir the pot. He didn't intend to win the election. He did not intend to be president, but he's still stirring the pot.
How much do we have to take of this? He's hurting people, hurting a lot of people.
On the whole, I think if you step back and look, you'll see that he's a very positive influence.
Okay. I'll step back and look.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Alyoska. May I just make a comment here? Yeah, thank you for calling in. May I just make a comment here that everybody needs to turn off the major media and go alternative. And there's lots and lots and lots of information. It's actually overwhelming if you get into it. I have three places I suggest you read that are more accurate, not perfect, but more accurate, and it gives you only three. One is rumormillnews.com, rumormillnews.com. One is veteranstoday.com, with an S, today.com. And the third is, oh my God, now my brain is vanished. Starship Earth, the Big Picture. Starship Earth, the Big Picture. All run together. Starship Earth, the Big Picture.com. And those three will give a better ongoing taste of truth than many others, and it keeps it simple. There's only three, whereas there's actually probably hundreds of sources now on alternative media. Many mixed bags, many with good stuff. But if you can focus on those three and use your discernment, you'll be better off than listening to the garbage on the major media, which still isn't cleaned up and will be the last thing to die, most likely. Okay. CNN and the rest of them are garbage. And only
Rachel Maddow, too?
Rachel is a mixed bag. She's done some very good stuff, and sometimes she misses it. Actually, they all miss it sometimes. Benjamin Fulford, a lot of good stuff. Sometimes he misses it because no one person knows everything about what's going on. And that's one of the reasons we do these shows, is because the wonderful help that we receive from the other side, they see the big picture. They see the overall and the long-term effects. And they see where we're headed and where we would get faster if more of us would wake up. And, know that Trump is the perfect person to be where he is. And he is stirring the pot, which needed badly, badly, badly to be stirred. Call it draining the swamp. Call it exposing the major media. Call it working together with the Chinese president and Putin. The three of them have the same goals. A beautiful earth for humanity, free of the cabal. and without the Illuminati cabal control, with that gone. So the three of them are a great team. We're very, very fortunate at this time. And don't hold anything you hear about them from their past against them. These people have grown. It's just like, I know somebody 80 who pretends to be an adult. He's really 3 years old. Okay? We all know people who haven't grown up, and we know people who have. So allow them to grow, allow them to learn. Trump is learning fast. I mean, would you want that job? Are you kidding? With all the stuff he has to catch up on, he knew a lot, but he didn't know everything. And so give him a break, for goodness sakes. He's got enough alligators snapping at him than to have good people like ourselves doing that. We need to be supportive. And yes, put in our word to influence where we want something to be different, because he's just some places not up to speed, but he's getting there. And again, he's stirring the pot. That was what he agreed to do, and he has not wimped out.
And I say call it an ugly, ugly job.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's for sure. Okay. Thank you. Okay, Barbara, our next caller.
Yes, good evening. I guess Red Cloud and you have answered some of my questions, but it's so confusing right now what is going on. Is Donald Trump a reptilian?
Oh, Jesus.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Should we or should he align ourselves with China?
What is happening and what needs to happen is the powers on the earth need to come together and commit to a world of peace, and they are going about that. Salute them.
Is Assad, is he evil, or is he about to expose himself as a peacemaker?
The latter.
A peacemaker.
Mm-hmm.
The currency exchange, I hear it is happening. Is that correct, Red Cloud?
For small groups of people, under certain circumstances, it is.
Who would be the small groups of people?
These are groups that have been formed.
Groups that have been formed. What are,
yes.
Who would be formed? Be more specific about this. I don't know what groups.
They are not visible. They are not public. They are private and closed.
So some of us who have purchased or gone into some of these currencies will not see them at all?
That's not what I said. It's not what I meant, dear one. The public exchange will occur. It's just going to be after these are finished.
And when will that be? Next year?
Later on this year, dear one.
Later this year.
Yes.
I have another question. I have a friend, and I haven't heard from her for about 5 days now. And she said, I heard from her on Sunday. She came home from church, and she said that she was okay. And she said, I don't know. I think I'm okay. I just don't know. So what I'm wondering is she okay? And what could be wrong?
She's got some fatigue happening.
Okay.
Yes.
She is a light worker also.
Yes, I see that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Red Cloud. Namaste.
Welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm very glad that Alyoska brought up some things that I could address and that you could verify, how we need to be supportive of Trump and encourage information where we want something different than what he's doing, because he's willing to learn and he's sincere about working for the people, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. One of my feelings is that he has been a billionaire for so many years, and people with money think differently. I know that from my own personal experience with friends in the past. And
too.
Yes, okay. That people who've either grown up with money or earned a lot of money, they think differently than, say, the average middle class, even upper middle class people that we would call into that category if we're going to make categories. And at the same time, he's in his heart, he's for the people. So he's dealing with a kind of a capitalist, elitist attitude on one hand that's his part of his self from the past. And at
his background.
His background, yes. And at the same time, being for the people and being beginning to understand in many ways that he needs to make some different choices that are for the people more than just elitists. Is that true? So he's in transition himself.
He's in transition, and he is being advised by his advisors, and they don't always give him the best stuff.
That's true. Some are right on, and some are not.
Correct.
And they also are a mixed bag to some degree, where they're right about something and not so right about something else.
Yes.
Again, depending on their background and the information they have.
Yes.
So he deserves our support and
appreciation
and yes. gratitude for taking this horrible job and stirring the pot and encouraging him in the ways that we feel he needs to have a little bit better information.
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank
it's
you.
It's not as though he's a closed door. Will listen.
He will. And he's learning fast, isn't he?
Quite.
Oh, God. I can't even believe the plate in front of him. Okay. Carol, welcome. Carol.
Yes, good evening, everybody. It's wonderful to be back on the call. I can just hear the passion in your voices. It's very encouraging. Thank you. And I've been quite ill for some time now. I had to go into a self-help center, but I would like to get my power back. They're keeping me alive by medication.
Dear one.
Oh.
Dear one.
Yes.
May I suggest that you change your image of yourself from an ill one to one who is becoming well?
I always forget that, don't I?
Well, I will continue to hope that you will get it.
Okay, but I'm kind of coming around, do you think?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you. So at this point, can I give up these medications and go back to natural ways of treating myself?
I wouldn't do it abruptly, but I would do it.
Okay. And so I'm assuming you see me surviving this, right?
My answer to that, Derwin, is a question.
Okay.
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
I love that answer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I listened to a call. This guy was into molecular treatment of illness, and he was talking about fatty acids being a large part of our problems with our, chronic fatigue and heart problems and all that. And I sent off the documents from him. Would it serve me to follow his advice? James Garth Nichols, Dr. Garth Nichols out of California.
Dear one, may yes. I give you my take on the cause of illness?
I would love it.
It's consciousness, the consciousness of the people. In this case, you.
Yes.
You want to heal your body? Change your consciousness. And you have the willpower to do that.
And I change my consciousness just by becoming aware and talking to it.
It's a choice. Just choose it. Would you not agree, Mary?
Absolutely. I've seen proof of that way more than once. That is so true. It doesn't mean it's always easy or automatic. You do have to work at it in the sense of being aware. So awareness is the key, and sticking with it and really intending. If you feel it's difficult to change your consciousness, intend to change it. Intent is the strongest thing there is.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope I'm getting that. I've been working on that for a long time. Where do you see me a year from now?
Dear one, don't hope. No.
Okay.
Know it to be so.
Okay.
How are you going to teach others if you don't grab this by the throat and solve it?
Right.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. And I'm hoping the black box will be available soon.
I'll let you know, Carol, as soon as we're ready.
Okay. Thank you very much. And, the city of Penalosa is going to do a benefit for me to help me out financially. I would like blessings sent towards that effort, please.
Done.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
And many blessings to you all. I'm just delighted that I can get back on the call.
That's great, Carol. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, I have a last word for you, if I may.
You may.
Go get them.
Go get them?
Yes.
Just grab them, huh?
That's it.
Okay. I'll have to think about that one for a bit. Go get
them. Just do it. Just do it.
Okay. All right. Thank you again.
Most welcome.
Thank you, Carol. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Cindy, you're up. Welcome.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
And
Terrific. So I didn't catch who we're talking to tonight.
Red Cloud.
Hi, Red Cloud.
Hello, and dear one.
What tribe were you from?
Sioux. I was chief of the Sioux.
And about how long ago?
Oh, a little over 100 years.
Okay. And why did you choose to come and talk to us today?
Because I believe that I can help all of you choose to allow the world to be different from second to second. Allow it to go where it needs to go and where you, as human beings, are sending it.
Okay.
That's why I'm here.
Okay. An email came out this week, and it had a YouTube video on it, and it's supposed to be a huge eye hovering over, I'll try to pronounce this name.
It's Jelly in Russia, yes.
Okay. I'm seeing the video. I can't see a big eye.
You're looking too hard, dear one. You have to soften your focus a little.
It's not real distinct. You have to look and allow it to show itself.
Okay. Well, I think I see it. So was this actually part of our galactic family there?
Yes.
And can you say what planet they're from?
Pleiades.
Oh, cool. Was this like a mothership?
Absolutely.
Okay. So when are more blatant UFOs like this one going to be seen over the United States, where the media can't ignore it? The controlled media.
I am aware of that which you speak, and I say again, until they are cleaned out, you cannot trust anything that comes from major media.
Okay, and that's not going to happen till next year. Is that still the time frame?
Correct.
Okay, so I have a couple different Facebook pages, and I understand our consciousness, everyone's consciousness, especially here in the United States, needs to wake up more, but some of them are just not willing. They worship the controlled media. Are they, with all the energies coming in, are they going to start letting go of this? Or are they just going to, is it going to take like a whap on the head to wake them up?
Dear one.
Yes?
I say again, you need to let the world change. You need not to hold it like you've known it to be. You need to allow it to go in a more positive place.
Okay.
Please do.
Okay. Okay, then on a personal question for myself, I've been advertising for a roommate, and I haven't found one yet, and I've been told I will get a roommate, so I'd like to ask more concise answers. Will this roommate be male or female?
Female.
Okay, because I've had some scamming requests coming through, and so those are stuff. So does she live locally within a 30-mile radius at the moment? Or is she coming from a different... Pardon?
She's within, She's within 70 miles.
Within 70 miles.
70. 70.
Yes, I'm writing. Okay. And are you able to tell me her name so I know it's not a scammer? Her first name?
I will not, dear one. You need to
All
use
right.
your discernment.
Okay. And about how am I advertising in the right places to get this roommate?
Yes.
Okay. And about how soon will she contact me? In a week?
Sunday.
Oh, cool. And will she want to move in right away?
Oh, in about a week.
Oh, thank you, God. Okay, and are you able to tell me what age category? Are she 20s, 30s, 60s?
40s.
40s. And we'll get along good?
Yes.
Yippee. Okay. Will I still have hot water when she gets here? I'm kissing the wire on propane. I wash my dishes with boiled water from the stove, so I have hot water to take showers.
Well, the way you live is going to change for the better, dear one. I will just say that.
Oh. Okay, well, I just want to be able to have hot water for her when she comes. That's why I'm asking.
You will.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you, and I appreciate you being here. And at the moment, that's all I can think of questions. So have a good night, and I'll listen.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay, Brett, welcome.
Yes, welcome. Namaste.
Thank
my
you.
My Lord God being to all of your Lord God's being. And okay, and so a question, Red Cloud, was it?
Yes.
Okay, and what sphere or dimension are you coming from now?
The seventh dimension.
And when you were physical in the human body, were you lower? Since you've gone to the spirit world, have you gone up? Have you gone up a dimension or a sphere? Or you're the exact same dimension that you were in the physical body? Have you gone up?
Yes.
Okay. And your awareness of, I'm asking about your awareness of people, and not necessarily great people, but an awareness. There's like of Buddha or in entities in the spirit world or others, and maybe Einstein. But do you have a great awareness of beings?
Yes.
And including beings that are living on this planet right now,
correct.
You also have them. Okay, so I'm very curious about this wonderful man in Australia whose name is A.J. Miller, and he has he completely remembers. He thinks it's his life as Jesus. In his past life, and he's in Australia, and his name's A.J. Miller, but what he's remembering of Jesus's past life, the teachings are just phenomenal, and I am learning so much from him. So is it possible that he is truly remembering Jesus's past life? The life of Jesus.
Dear one, he is a teacher. He is a wonderful teacher. I will give you that. And
okay, because
that belief gives him comfort. So he has chosen it. And that is okay.
And are these memories and these teachings truly coming from Yeshua ben Joseph?
They are indeed.
And was that his past life, or that's not to be said?
They are what you call soul family, dear one.
Okay, so the memories he's having are true, and the teachings
yes.
are true.
Yes.
Okay, but, very nice. And then, while we're on the awareness, just one last question, then I'll go. Somebody named Lord Brahma came through me and talked one morning to me and kept saying over and over that I was Ramasita. Is there any truth to that?
Yes.
Huh. Interesting. And I guess that's a Hindu thing because I don't know a lot about it. I don't want to take up everybody's time, but can you just tell me a few words about that before I go?
I will say this. This is all written down. It's part of history. It's easy to look.
Yeah, I Googled it. Okay. Okay, so we're all set for now?
I would like to bless you, dear one, if you will allow.
Oh, please, could you give me a nice one? a long one.
Dear one, I will make it go on for 3.5 hours.
Well, just for us in the public here, at least give us the 60 seconds.
In the public? Okay. I have done it. It is done. It is so.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Beloved Red Cloud. Namaste and goodbye.
Namaste.
Thank you, Brett. Thank you for... Yeah, thank you very much. Okay, since you were Chief of the Sioux, can you give us an update on the water protectors there, which I believe the Sioux have been the major leaders in trying to protect their water, even though they've been joined by other tribal members? Is the best way to help them to get on their website and follow directions about sending money?
Yes.
Okay, and to send money orders, not checks. So the bank is still holding their money and won't give it to them?
Yes, send the money orders.
Money orders. Okay. And does it say how to make out the money orders? Or should?
It does.
It does. Make out the money orders. That says on the website. Okay. Okay, Cindy, you're back. Welcome.
Hello,
everyone.
I read on the website where for the Indians that have been protesting the pipeline that a certain judge has told the company that they have to dismantle all the pipelines that they put on the Native American Indians' land and that they have a certain time frame to do this. Is that accurate?
I would that it were.
Say that again, please.
I would that it were accurate.
So you're saying no, it's not accurate?
I'm saying I wish it were.
Oh, okay, because I wasn't sure. Okay, so that's not true. Bummer. Okay. Yeah, darn. Okay, so a quick personal question again. About this roommate that's coming, have we had a past life together, or why is she coming into my life and I'm coming into hers?
Mutual benefit, dear one. Mutual.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. That's all I need to know.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Red Cloud, for being here. Namaste.
My pleasure. Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay. There's an email about... those of us who are going to have significant funds to donate, or even people who donate now, picking on choosing wisely African charities, because it's my understanding there's a lot of irresponsible stuff that goes on actually in charities all around the world, but there's also a lot of great stuff going on. This particular email identified Love One Society International, which they say has been a nonprofit for 9 years working in Africa, and they do a good job. Is this a correct representation of their organization?
What is the representation at this
point? That they will get the money, that they do handle the money properly, that they get it to the people in need, and that there obviously is need, there are great needs in Africa, and to not send money to any organization that's not providing the money to the people and taking it for other purposes, selfish purposes of the people in charge, whatever. This is L-O-V-E and then a separate word, W-O-N, Society International.
Well, they're giving it to the people that they think it should go to.
Ah, not necessarily where we might think it should go to.
Correct.
Okay, I am glad to know that. Okay, so it's their interpretation, which we might not agree with.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Will we be able to identify charities around the world properly to donate to? Can you give us any hints about how to vet global charities?
Look at what they do, not what they say, what they do.
Okay, and that means they need to have a website?
That means they need to have some information that they can give you about what they do.
Okay.
If they don't have that.
Okay. And vetting the information would be partly intuitive on our part and partly whatever checking we can do from the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, so it's up to each individual to do their best to vet each organization no matter where it is.
Correct.
And using whatever information we can get, which even if it's a website with pictures may still not be really accurate.
Correct.
Okay. So this is going to be a bit of a challenge to people wishing to donate around the world, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
But really, it is simple. You look at what they do, not the verbiage, not the text, not the rhetoric. What do they do?
Okay. And if there's a way to communicate with them, ask them, what do you do exactly?
Yes.
Yes, and try to get
what
answers.
What have you done?
Or what have you done? Okay. All right. The whole Syria situation, which is so much in the news, there are many different opinions. I happen to resonate with, hopefully, I guess, with the email that mentioned that this was actually the way it was done. The attack on the chemical factory that was manufacturing chemical weapons was really a coup by Trump, a clever coup, because he informed the Russians and the Syrians ahead of time to get their people out of the way so the factory could be taken out and not much other damage would be done, as much, little as possible. Is that a correct interpretation, or is it not so nice?
Spot on, as they say.
It is.
Yes.
Trump really pulled a good one there.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I love it. Okay. And so anything that's different from that would be not the truth.
Correct.
And certainly Assad did not, would not use sarin gas or any chemicals on his own people. That would be crazy.
To say the least.
Okay. And this man is democratically elected, correct?
Yes.
And whether we agree with every single thing he's done or not done, it means that we don't have the right to interfere, number one. And number two, that he's not going to hurt his own people. And he just wouldn't play ball with the cabal, the Illuminati, the New World Order, the controllers, etc., right?
Correct.
So he became a target, just like Libya was destroyed when Gaddafi was democratically elected and actually had some very excellent progress for his people going on, right?
Right.
And the cabal, because he wouldn't play ball with them financially, they decided to make an example of him, and they're trying to do the same in Syria, right?
Yes.
Okay. So anything we read that truly truly different from this would be false reporting, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. The White Helmets, it's my understanding that they've named themselves the White Helmets, which is really a group of bad guys, as opposed to the White Hats, which is really a group of good guys. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, good.
Star Wars was watched around the world.
I beg your pardon?
Star Wars was watched around
the world, yes. Okay, yes.
White helmets. Hello.
Yes. Okay. Oh, I'd forgotten that part. All right. The situation with Jared Kushner, is he a mixed bag? Not a real strong person? Is he being taken over by Mossad? Is he really on Trump's side, or is he swing with the wind, so to speak?
He is not long for that position, let's put it that way.
So he's not really being a positive support and help to Trump?
Understatement of the decade.
Okay, well, that's going to be a very sad family situation, is it not?
Of course.
Just another thing for Trump to deal with.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
So bless him.
Bless him, bless him, bless him. Absolutely. Okay. How about Rex Tillerson? Where does he stand in the way of good guy, bad guy scenario?
Mostly good.
Mostly good?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Nobody's perfect, but at least he's more or less on the right side.
Yes.
A good part of the time. Okay. Okay. How about General Petraeus taking over the U.S. National Security Council. Is that true?
That is so.
And is he for or against Trump?
He's trying to be straight.
Oh, so he's making the effort to shape up his former act?
Yes.
Oh, that's good news. Okay.
Need to allow.
Okay, allow. Okay. And what about H.R. McMaster's, who's under him, I think?
Yes.
Is he good guy, bad guy, mixed bag? What's happening with him?
Mixed bag.
Bad?
Mixed bag.
Mixed bag. Mixed bag. Okay. Is he trying to be a good guy, or is he going to remain a mixed bag pretty
much? Whichever the way the wind blows.
He's a wind blow person.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Trump sending the carrier group to North Korea, what was the real purpose behind that, the real honest purpose?
The message was, don't mess around here, because we're still a force in the world.
Okay, so he's trying to shape up North Korea and keep them under control?
Yes.
Okay, so it was a good move.
It was.
Okay, and certainly not for war.
No.
It was just a bit of saber rattling and a warning
yes.
to don't mess up.
Right.
Okay, that's great. Okay. Are the Khazarians about to lose control of Japan? Is Japan turning cleaner?
Cheer.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Cheer.
Okay, good, because that's a last stronghold, is it not?
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome. All right. Brett, welcome. We have just a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Hello,
Dave. Brett Cloud, are you there?
I am.
So in your time on this plane of this planet, the food, there was no poison. You didn't spray your food with, it was an organic time, correct?
It was an organic time, and we weren't insane.
But now the government allows, and it is allowed that we spray the plants growing with poison to kill the weeds, and then the poison goes into our food, and it is allowed. Do you have any comments on that?
Look for that to change before our year is out.
So it's the genetically modified seeds and Monsanto Roundup, and we spray it with Roundup, and the main ingredient is glyphosate. So most Americans have this poison in their body, glyphosate. Is there any way we can, any plant or herb that will help flush this poison out of our body?
Oxygen will do that.
Oxygen?
Yes.
Okay. Can I buy that in a bottle? That was just a joke.
There is liquid oxygen, but what I was referring to was the hyperbaric oxygen chambers.
Oh, okay. And would you recommend that for my body? Because I have oxygen problems as well.
I would.
Okay, so even if it costs a little bit, go ahead and do it.
Yes.
Okay.
See,
thank you.
Brett, this is excellent stuff. Seek out what's local to you and go use them. There's
we
not
do
that
have a hyperbaric chamber here in my hometown.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. Okay, thank you again. Okay. Goodbye, Red.
Most welcome.
I have just one last quick question, Red Cloud. Has Kissinger been arrested or is about to be arrested?
About to be.
So
yes.
They're hot on his trail?
Yes.
Good. Is he in Antarctica?
Yes.
Hiding out, trying to avoid.
He's trying to get off the planet, and it's not going to work.
Ah, goody. It's not going to work. I love it. Okay. We're very, very grateful for your being here today, Red Cloud. Thank you so very much. And I will continue to encourage people to help the water protector send money orders. Go to the website, get the address, who to address it to, who to make the money orders out to, and send them money orders, not checks, money orders.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you so very, very much. We're very grateful.
My pleasure, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.